Luke chapter 3, verses 10 to 18. And the crowds asked him, "What then should we do?" In reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none. And whoever has food must do likewise. Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, 'Teacher, what should we do?' He said to them, 'Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you.' Soldiers also asked him, 'And we, what should we do?' He said to them, 'Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation. And he satisfied, and be satisfied with your wages.'" As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So, with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. Thus ends the reading of the Gospel. John the Baptist got it right in this Gospel. Believers are to be generous to those on the margins. As to the questions about who these recipients are, the Baptist says, "Look around you. There are people who are suffering because of you." We do not need to look far to see people who are suffering today. Understanding our connection with them, though, is the more challenging part. In Wisconsin, in the USA, where I live, the governor has declared that we will not accept any Syrian refugees, leading us to ask, is the fear of terrorism that real a threat? John is suggesting that it is what we do that makes us the recipients of Jesus, whose sandals he or we are not worthy to untie. And while John the Baptist is addressing the people of his time, he could just as easily be addressing us. For it is we who are the tax collectors and the soldiers. It is we who need to be transformed. I have used this space before to tell you the stories of the men and women I've met in prison. They are some of the most wonderful people I know. Sure, they've done things in the past. Who hasn't? Some of them have done really awful things, often long ago, when they were very young or under the influence, unable to really choose their actions. We've read about racial disparities, but here in Wisconsin, where only 6% of the population is black, 42% of those in prison are black. They need to know that they are not forgotten, that our hearts go out to their family members, and that while they are out of sight, they are not necessarily out of mind. So while they have had time to think about the difference between themselves and the people in the gospel, they have also had the opportunity to think about themselves and the victims of their crimes. The prisoners, who are my friends, also need to know that they are not the only ones who are in need of repentance. There are others of us who also have to repent, who also have to have the courage to seek another way. When we hear this gospel proclaimed in the Advent season, we can hear John the Baptist addressing all of us, not because we are incapable, but because we are capable of being more compassionate.